This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check that machine before you swipe your card. There are skimming devices that have been found at several 7-Elevens and a grocery store in our area. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Glenside, Montgomery County this morning. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn. The employees of this 7-Eleven on Easton Road near Keswick Avenue noticed that there was a skimming device at the ATM Sunday night. Cheltenham Police got involved. They started an investigation. Abington Township Police say they also found similar devices at several locations. And over in South Jersey, Mount Ephraim Police say a skimming device was attached to a credit card machine at the 7-Eleven on West Kings Highway. So authorities are urging people to be very careful when they're withdrawing money. Maybe they're paying at the register or they're paying at the gas pump. If the machine doesn't look right, something looks loose, crooked, out of place, the keypad feels kind of strange, you're having trouble putting your card in the slot, those are some red flags to look out for. Also, you know, be on the lookout for unusual attachments, cameras, like little lenses, wires, things like that. So be very careful. Police also say it's really a good idea to cover up the PIN pad anytime you use a machine and to use your phone, you know, those digital wallets, the Apple Pay, Google Pay. Those could be very handy and more secure as well. And a good idea for anything, but really when it comes to this, Carol, to check those bank statements, those credit card statements regularly so you can report any unauthorized charges as soon as possible.
Yeah, because what they do is they use it for very small purchases so that it doesn't flag anything, and then they make a big purchase as soon as they know it's legit and it works. Thanks, Tim.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.